KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 87. Breezy also with the wind out of the south at around 20 to 35 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, two people are dead and one man is in custody, charged with two counts of homicide by motor vehicle following an accident Friday morning in Fremont County. Fremont County Sheriff's Office and deputies were notified at around 6:14 a.m. that a man who was taken by a private vehicle to an area hospital had possibly been involved in a motor vehicle accident at an unknown location in Fremont County. Deputies, along with the Iowa DNR, Iowa State Patrol, and the airplane with the Iowa State Patrol, assisted with the search of the accidents or for the accident scene. But at around 9:44 a.m., authorities were contacted by the man's family members who had located the vehicle. It was partially submerged in the East Nishnabotna River in the 3100 block of 250th Street west of Riverton. Rescue workers discovered two occupants, 29-year-old Samaya Star Moore and 19-year-old Jonathan Lee O'Hearn, both of Hamburg, were inside the vehicle, deceased. The driver, 21-year-old Dwayne Jonathan Michael Stuck, also of Hamburg, was placed under arrest for two counts of homicide by vehicle, OWI, which are Class B felonies, and one Class D felony count of leaving the scene of an accident resulting in death. State Patrol continues to investigate the accident, and additional charges are possible. Police in Red Oak late Friday night arrested 34-year-old James Harlan Rosencrantz of Red Oak. He was taken into custody on a warrant for violation of probation. Rosencrantz was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $10,000 cash bond. Two people were arrested following a traffic stop on Highway 34 Thursday evening. Mills County Sheriff's Office said 41-year-old Joseph Dean Wallace of Bedford was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, driving while revoked, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $4,300. And 28-year-old Andrea Teresa Clay of Red Oak was arrested on a Page County warrant for failure to appear on a possession of controlled substance charge. Clay's bond was set at $1,000. Both were taken into custody at around 5:22 p.m. Elsewhere in the news, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds yesterday signed a new public health disaster proclamation that extends critical regulatory relief for an additional 30 days to those on the front lines of COVID-19 recovery. The order, which does not require masks or social distancing, had been set to expire on Sunday. It has now been extended until May 30th. The proclamation continues to strongly encourage Iowans, businesses, and organizations to take reasonable public health measures consistent with guidance from the Iowa Department of Public Health. The proclamation also continues to extend the waiver on transportation restrictions for overweight loads. Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber on Friday released the COVID-19 data for the district for the month of April. Barber said on April 5th, the mask policy went back to the original language of expected and encouraged when social distancing cannot be obtained. He said, we've been fortunate from day one that most of our buildings allow for a lot of social distancing. As has been communicated multiple times, he said, our Washington Elementary School is really challenging in creating that space. Many of our staff members have taken advantage of vaccinations, and we've had examples of where staff was not quarantined for being close contacts due to getting vaccinated. And Barber said this is one of the most important factors in the board's decision to change the mask usage. You can obtain a breakdown of the data in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Officials of the Cass County Public Health report the agency and local pharmacies still have COVID-19 vaccine appointments available for anyone age 16 and older. Hy-Vee has the Pfizer vaccine for those 16 and older at their pharmacy. To sign up, go to Hy-Vee.com/COVID-vaccine. For persons 18 and older interested in receiving the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you can call Cass County Public Health at 712-250-8008. A southern Minnesota restaurant owner who was wanted by authorities for pandemic-related violations has been arrested after hiding out in Clear Lake. Bob Fisher reports from Clear Lake.
Melissa Hansen is the owner of the Interchange Wine and Coffee Bistro in Albert Lea and was wanted by Minnesota authorities on outstanding warrants for failing to appear for a court hearing. Hansen is facing criminal charges in Fremont County for allegedly opening up her business in violation of Minnesota coronavirus restrictions. The Fremont County Sheriff's Department says they were working with the Albert Lea Police Department in monitoring an Airbnb location in Clear Lake, with Clear Lake police arresting her on Thursday after being seen leaving the rental property.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports three arrests took place over the course of this past week. Two people were arrested Monday. Troy Jean Mack, age 36, of Audubon, was arrested on a Cass County warrant for assault causing bodily injury. Mack was transported to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. And Monty Wayne Castile of Atlantic was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. Castile was transported to the Cass County Jail. He later pled not guilty and was released pending a pretrial conference. On April 25th, Cass County deputies arrested 41-year-old Bridget Ann Clayton of Anita on a charge of OWI first offense. Clayton was transported to the Cass County Jail and later released on her own recognizance. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County say a 16-year-old male was arrested Wednesday afternoon at a residence in rural Carson for allegedly assaulting a 17-year-old male. The unidentified suspect faces charges that include assault and criminal mischief in the fifth degree for damage amounting to $300. And separately, 38-year-old Cody J. Koenig of Honey Creek was arrested Wednesday afternoon after a Jeep he was driving was seen parked in a traveled portion of the roadway at Old Lincoln Highway and Leisure Avenue, which is near Honey Creek. Koenig was asleep behind the wheel. The report said he showed signs of impairment and had a breath alcohol content, or BAC, of 0.306. Now, that's nearly four times the legal limit. Koenig was arrested for driving while barred, habitual offender, and OWI third or subsequent offense. His total bond was set at $7,000. Finally in the news, police in Glenwood report the arrest on Friday of a man from Glenwood. 22-year-old Travis Barrett was taken into custody for serious assault and interference with official acts. Barrett was being held without bond at the Mills County Jail until seen by a magistrate. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.